there's some things that showed up today that I was pleased with. I think there's some positives we can take from this game. Came into a tough environment, and some guys had to step up and make some plays for us, including our quarterback, which I thought he did. And we're still finding ways, though, to at some point or another, one play here or there, that's going to cost us the a possibility to win that game. And again, happened today. So we still have things to clean up, but I thought there was progress. That's hard to say when on a loss, but you got to say what it is.
How frustrating was Blaine, considering that every time he got hit, he got hurt?
I knew he was coming in concerned about it, a little bit concerned about the hit, getting hit. But, you know, I've said it before. I think he's, you know, he plays with some injuries. He's played, obviously, with this one. He's a tough quarterback. Took a couple shots and continued to play and continued to make some throws. So, you know, I thought he took a step forward today. Every week we're trying to do something where we feel like there's a possibility of a mismatch or a weakness. We're always game planning to try to avoid that everywhere. I mean, sometimes you just can't protect everybody. So depending on how they do things, especially in sub situations, they may find a way to get a mismatch. But you try to do the best you can scheming it. No, that was, I'll take responsibility for that. Our tempo was slow. That gave them a chance to creep that jammer in. And, you know, we should have brought the guy in. It's nobody's fault but mine. I should have, if I could have done something more, I thought we were going to punt it away. You know, I think Brian felt like he had time, and it just, you know, the guy made a good play, a nice block on it, but I think our tempo would have maybe prevented that from getting that guy in there as quickly as he got in there.
And why was it slow?
I'll have to find that out, but it was slow, yes. It shouldn't be. The tempo of getting on and off the field, making the calls.
Setting it up is slow.
Yeah, and you know what? That's us. We have to have a high tempo. That's me.
Since they can't rush until the ball snap, well, how does the tempo change?
Well, you can snap it before they come in from outside.
Could you just talk about, I know it's an old narrative, but so many little things got you beat today, whether it was the Middleton penalties, whether it was the punt, whether it was the Jennings fumble. I mean, is this, this often happens to teams who aren't good enough, is that mistakes get made that end up costing you.
Well, they've been happening. They've been happening since really the beginning of the season. I mean, I can't. I'm not going to get into some of the calls made by the officials. I don't want to be fined for saying something I believe. But I'd like to see some of those go the other way. But that happens when you're not winning games and you're in. We've identified what we've done. You're right on it, Gene. It is a play here or there. Like I said earlier in the week, we were two plays away from being 3-3, and we were one from being 0-6. It's just it's these plays that are so monumental that have an influence on the outcome of the game. We kind of quit making them. And I don't know, that's not about an entire team. That's about individuals just having to make the plays or protecting the football, all the things we're talking about doing, we just got to do it consistently for 60 minutes, see what happens.
Were you just giving a non-denial about that one?
I'm going to stay away, I'll be honest with you.
Okay. How much you see Shorts' confidence growing each week? Another 100-yard game for the first time?
Yeah, that was good. Cecil's taking steps. I mean, Cecil, to me, still has work to do. You know, there's little things that Jerry is working with him, with all those guys, but I think Cecil is taking good steps forward every time he gets a chance. I mean, he's learning. I mean, he's basically like a rookie in our offense. So he's progressing. That's what we want to see.
Does your defense play that well, or do they have receivers out there?
I thought we played. I thought we played well. We were talking about from the beginning about making them earn everything that they were going to make. And I thought up until the last throw, we were trying to not get anything over the top of us, keep everything in front of us, just tackle them. I thought we did a better job tackling. The run game was stopping the run. I thought we were very good at that. I just thought we kept everything where we had chances to make them have to earn drive, make them drive down the field to score touchdowns, which that's not typically that offense's MO. It is big plays, score quickly, catch, run after catch, and they have the players to do it still, even with injuries.
When did you know Cox and Mathis were going to
be there? This morning.
How much of an uphill climb was it going with Middleton and Aaron?
They were limited all week. So we had to think if this doesn't, we were prepared. The other guys got a lot of reps. We were prepared for it. We did work Derek out this morning before the game, and just wasn't ready, not to be able to be what he's capable of doing against, especially against this offense.
Why'd you go for two?
I wanted I went against the rules, go for two early. And I'll tell you why. I wanted to score 2 points. I wanted to score points. I wanted to go in the half at halftime tied. That was why I did it. And I know it goes against all the rules in people's statistical books. But at some point, we're going to have to go for two. And I wanted to go in at halftime for our guys to be tied. There's, there's 100 charts. I just, that's the only reason. I wanted to go in tied, and I felt like, if we, we had it too, After the fact, it's easy. I wish I had kicked that extra point, but we actually had the play designed the way we wanted it. And
so what happened?
The ball was thrown behind Justin Blackman.
Could you talk about some of the advances that Blaine made, not only with, obviously, with Cecil playing again, but with Justin? I mean, Justin looked like despite not bringing in a catchable ball, a two-point PAT, looked like he took some significant steps.
I think he for 3 weeks now, he has come out in practice and in games, and I've told him if he continues on that path, good things are ahead for him. He is working, and it's showing up in games, and it has showed up gradually each of the last three games. And I thought today, he had another chance on that third and one to make a big play for us down there that, was out of bounds again by that much. Those are things that I think he's going to get better and better at and help us offensively.